Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lernard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
61 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana, and it's 8:50, time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Packer bids for hogs in the Midwest today are expected to range from steady to $1 per hundredweight higher on continued good demand. Terminals are called steady to higher top prices from $39 to $45. Peoria is called $2 to $3 higher today with a top price of $39. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, April 17th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,991. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $49.50 to $63.50. The weighted average was $59.96. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $39.41 to $51, and the weighted average was $46.97. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 25,276. The base price range was $52 to $66.24. The weighted average was $63.68. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $40.76 to $52.50, and the weighted average was $48.24. Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural outlook is meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Well, the showers and thunderstorms brought about 70% coverage across western Corn Belt Thursday. Rainfall was greatest from northern Missouri into central and interior northeastern Iowa, where 1 to 1.5 inches was reported. Rainfall amounts elsewhere from Kansas and Nebraska to southwest Wisconsin were anywhere from 1/10 of an inch to 6/10 of an inch. High temperatures were in the 40s and 50s from northern Kansas, Nebraska, and eastern South Dakota through Minnesota and Wisconsin, with 60s elsewhere in much of the west and 70s from eastern Missouri through the western Corn Belt. Low this morning were in the 20s and 30s in the far northwest and 40s and 50s elsewhere, and a few lower 60s in the lower Midwest. Today's forecast isn't quite as cold for the late April time period. Now, that's good news. However, cooling is still expected, and the situation should be closely monitored as we head toward the end of April. Frequent storm system will continue to march across the Midwest, delaying field work periodically during the next couple weeks. However, temperatures continue to become more favorable for drying conditions between rain events, and some field work is likely to advance from time to time in the next couple of weeks. The best planting conditions will occur today in Ohio, Indiana, eastern Kentucky, Pennsylvania. Resuming field work is also expected in parts of Nebraska and Kansas later today. And during the weekend, after rainfall overnight was less than expected, which was good news. Fieldwork was delayed again across southern Midwest during the Wednesday through Saturday period, when the next rain event will move across the region. High temperatures over the next coming week will range from the 50s and 60s across the north to the 60s and 70s south. Several 80-degree highs may occur near and south of the Ohio River, and some 40-degree highs will develop across northwestern Corn Belt during the second half of next week. Lows in the north will be in the 30s and 40s, some 50s Sunday night through Wednesday night, and some 20s beginning Monday night, and the far northwest will be cooler. Temperatures will mostly be cool during the second week of the two-week outlook, with no extreme cold expected. In the U.S. Delta Southwest, Thursday was dry. High temperatures were in the 70s and 80s in the Carolinas. Lows this morning were in the 40s and 50s in the Southeast, and a few lower 50s and lower 60s in the Delta. Conditions for field work in the Northern Delta will begin improving once again this weekend after widespread rain events affect the region today. Warm temperatures and mostly light rain will allow most fields to dry enough for planting during early to mid next week, but additional dry weather is needed for the Northern Delta to get field work more aggressive. The Southern Delta and the southeastern states will see mostly favorable conditions for planting, with brief delays caused by rain. Weather conditions should continue to support better planting conditions in the Northern Delta during the last days of April and early May. High temperatures for the next week in the Delta southeastern states will be mostly in the 70s and 80s, with some 60s today through Sunday, and most locations from the Delta through Georgia will be in the 80s Monday through Thursday, and lows will be in the 40s and 50s tonight and Saturday night, and will warm to the 50s and 60s beginning Monday night. Temperatures will trend cooler in the second week of the two-week outlook, but there's no risk of damaging cold. In Brazil, scattered showers and thunderstorms occur in less than 35% of the nation Thursday. Most of the rain occurred from Paraná and Santa Catarina to southeastern Minas Gerais, where amounts range from 6 to 2 hundredths of an inch. A few other showers occurred in the far north, with rainfall no more significant than in the south. Today's forecast remains favorable for late season harvest progress, but it's not ideal. Locally strong thunderstorms will occur from the southern tip of Mato Grosso do Sul and Paraná into Sao Paulo today and Saturday. Rain will then concentrate on center-south crop areas Sunday through Tuesday. The middle part of next week will likely generate very little rain, and the next big storm system will reach the south late next week and in the following weekend. In Argentina, no precipitation fell Thursday, and high temperatures in the 70s and lower 80s. And low temperatures this morning were not much cooler than the lower 40s. Weather over the next week will be favorable for crop maturation and harvest. The next more significant rain will occur late next week, but even then, the precipitation is fast-moving and will be on the light side. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat open at 972, down 1 3/4. Last trade down 1 3/4. May wheat at the Board of Trade open at 913 1/4, up 1/4. Last trade down 1.5. July, 927, down 1. Last trade down 2. May corn opened at 603 1/4, down 1/4. Last trade down 6. July, 616 3/4, down 1/4. Last trade down 6. December, 625 3/4, down 1/4. Last trade down 5. May beans opened at 1352 1/2, up 2. Last trade up 1/2. July, 1368 3/4, up 2 1/4. Last trade up 3/4. November, 1278, down 1/4. Last trade up 3/4. May soybean meal opened at 346.30, up 130. Last trade down 120. May soybean oil opened at 60.72, down 11. Last trade down 7. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
A week ago on Friday, traders took money off the table. They essentially said, we don't want to go into the weekend given uncertainty about weather and other factors. We wanted to be pretty much flat. Are they going to be pretty much flat at the end of the today too?
Well, I think that, you know, that is pretty much going to be the expected way of trade. I don't know, you know, when you look at we had some pretty bullish beef news, or perhaps reconfirming beef news last night when South Korea said they're going to open their borders up to us. And we do also have the cattle on feed report out this afternoon. So both of those will certainly have some impact on the corn market. But I wouldn't be surprised to see them do that. You know, it's been a situation where we've rebounded nicely and even exceeded the rebound from what happened back there in March. And I think it's just a reflection of it wasn't something that was really related to the fundamentals in this market at all. It was much more into the banking crisis side of things and heavy commercial selling at that point in time. So I would say it'll probably be two-sided mixed trade today, just like it was last week. And we may limp into the close because they're afraid. But when you look at the amount of rain that was on the screen last night for Iowa and even is on the screen yet, they certainly have to be somewhat concerned.
I guess as I look at the technical charts and kind of track the week, it looks to me like the market essentially for the most part is marking time in here.
Well, I think that's true, and I think when you look at some of the things that have been coming out, I know the S&P people came out yesterday and said that, you know, basically our issues are not ethanol related issues. Our issues are the fact that we haven't built refineries, that we've got we haven't made good investments in some of our land situations, and we also have the wheat thing on top of that. You know, it's the market certainly can't feel real confident and real poised to want to go down very hard at this stage where we really don't know what we're going to do yet.
Looking at the technicals in the soybeans, I get the impression that maybe we have a pennant formation forming here, and trying to figure out where the breakout is. And quite a few of the analysts that I've been speaking to, both on the air and on the phone, suggest downside more likely than up. Are you in that camp?
Well, I think, and when I look at the, I mean, you can say yes, there's a potential here for a pennant, I guess. When I look at the bigger picture on the bean market and looking at the charts, what I really see is a market that, again, has built some good, strong consolidation in and some very strong support. And I think sideways trade, in light of the fact that at 74.8 million acres, which is what they came out with on the acreage report, you know, we can't even vary as much as a bushel off of what the projected is. And that means we have to get all those acres in, and we still are just barely above pipeline. So I think the trade is going to be very very hesitant. Would I be surprised to see it go down and make a correction? Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's I guess, where I am, a downward move and a correction. Go ahead and give us then your calls for today, please.
Well, I don't think there's much news out there that's going to change them too much from the overnight. So, you know, it's going to be corn down anywhere from probably 2 to 6. Beans pretty flat, slightly up. When you look at the wheat market, you know, the wheat market, of course, is all based on rain. And so, again, wheat is going to be mixed. It's going to be up probably in the deferreds and maybe a little weaker in the nearbys. And on cattle, well, the good news from South Korea certainly should bring some strength or continued strength in the live cattle side of things. And I believe that we'll probably continue to see hogs back off a little bit.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. You're listening to WILO Urbana. We join the BBC in progress.